Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Tonight, we have a special guest. Everyone sit back and enjoy, because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday, and that means it's time for...
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. I don't have to run there. Just another manic Monday. Hey, hey. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. Just another manic.
Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Oh, please don't take my sunshine away.
Welcome, Big Brother fans. Welcome, Manic Monday fans. This is the Rad Reality Show Network. Today is December 14th, 2015. I'm Cherry Garcia. And I thank you for being here for the Manic Monday show with host Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10, also known and loved by many as the Portuguese Princess from Providence. Tonight, she's going to have a surprise guest for us, although I think most of you have figured out who it is. I'm going to let Michelle make the announcement herself when we bring her up. I know that it's going to be a fun show tonight. Of course, everyone is invited to call in and chat with Michelle and any of her special guests at 1-347-237-5506. Once you're on our switchboard, please remember to press the number 1 key on your telephone. That lets us know that you're ready to join us on air. Myself and Paul from Minnesota will be your co-host tonight, so we're going to say a quick hi to Paul before we get too busy. And we'll bring up our lovely host and get this show started. Paul, how are you doing up in Minnesota tonight?
Hi, Cherry. Hi, everyone. I'm doing well. Nothing very newsy to report. So looking forward to the show. Also known as Cherry Garcia, also known as Paul from Minnesota. I don't know what the guests will be also known as, but...
A surprise.
Right.
So let's play her intro and get our host up here with us so she can announce them. Here is her intro. Here we go, folks.
So you want to play with magic? Yeah. Boy, you should know.
Miss Portuguese Princess from Providence, my Michelle. How are you?
Well, I still don't have a voice.
Yes, you do.
I have a voice. I'm back, bitches. It's the Portuguese Princess of Providence, and it's Manic Monday, and I am super excited for tonight's show. Welcome, chat room. Welcome, listeners. Welcome, everybody. We are back for another Manic Monday. Hello, Cherry. Hello, Paul. I'm glad to hear that everything is copacetic where you guys are. I'll say this on my end. I'll take the 60 degrees until spring.
Michelle, it was 72 here 2 days ago. 70. We broke
so
a record. 72.
Awesome. So awesome.
I want to keep that weather until April. And then
yes. We'll
just move into April.
Yes. Let's just bypass this winter bullshit because none of us want to shovel snow. And I know there's people that are shoveling, but there's a lot of the rest of the country that is used to shoveling that isn't. So I will take it. And I'm not a person that wants to say go global warming or go El Nino, El Nina, whatever's happening. I don't know. I don't control it. But I'm going to accept it for what it's worth. I mean, it's freaking 65 degrees over here, people. And usually we would have had snow about this time. So I'm excited. And my birthday's coming up in 2 weeks. So put it in your calendar. We will have a birthday extravaganza show, I'm assuming, on the 18th. We haven't really discussed, not the 18th, the 28th. We haven't really discussed it, but I'll put that out there. Tonight, I'm sorry, people. I can't keep a secret even when I guess I had a voice. But you don't need a voice if you have Twitter or Facebook. You can just type it. So, yes, I spoiled it, but for good reason. I wanted to keep the suspense because it's been suspenseful. Double the trouble, double the fun, and I don't even know how we're going to do this tonight. I was, last week, we had, 13 people on at the same time. I'm more worried about tonight because we're all going to sound alike. It's going to be crazy. So if you have questions if you haven't figured out who I'm talking about yet, we're talking about Big Brother 17, Julia and Liz Nolan. That's right, people. We got the twins, double mint. Pop that in your mouth, chew it up, and have that refreshing taste in your tongue for at least maybe an hour, about this time that Manic Money airs. So if you guys have any questions for the fabulous Julia or Liz, the phone number is 347-237-5506. They will be coming on at 7:15. We've been waiting for them. I hope you've had your popcorn ready, and it's probably been stale because we've been going back and forth, so I'm just so excited. A couple things I want to talk about tonight. First off, I want to say my niece's birthday party was this weekend. She will be turning 18 on the 21st. So I just want to say happy birthday to my Hallie Mae Costa. Happy birthday, Hallie Mae.
Happy 18. Birthday, Hallie.
So she's legal.
Wow.
Yes. That's why
that's
my brother has a receding hairline. Well, that's the excuse I'm giving him, so he better go with it. I just want to also say, go Patriots, because it was a rough 2 weeks, and glad to know that we needed two teams to lose, which were the Bengals and the Broncos, and guess what? They lost, which means, for me, extra money. Why do you say that? Because I work at Gillette, so if they play at home, I'm going to work extra. So people come with money. And I need it before Christmas. Hello? I don't know. Okay. How do you guys do the Christmas thing? I have not bought any Christmas gifts. I do good under pressure. Cherry, have you bought any Christmas gifts yet? Are you done? Everything wrapped? Because I have a feeling you're the person that's done and wrapped with bows and, you are, on point.
I don't think she even knows you, Cherry. I don't understand that question.
I don't know. I feel like you would be.
You don't know me at all, Michelle.
I got to rethink this whole friendship, Cherry. Later, you guys,
you
I need to do a survey, and I'm going to find out how good of a friend I am with Cherry, because obviously I'm not so good. So I'm so you didn't get anything yet? You're like me? You like to ride dirty and to the
I'm
end?
I'm so far behind. I have most of my husband's, but I still have one or two big things that I have to go out and get him. But I know what they are, and I know exactly what I'm going for. So his is pretty
much
done.
So get out of the way, people. If you see Cherry coming, get the hell out of the way.
Yeah, just,
you don't want to get knocked over.
I will move you out of my way.
I like the moving. The moving, does that involve fist throwing or?
But
possibly.
There are still some other people that I've still got to buy for. And the bad four are the people that are out of town that I still have to ship their packages. And
well, you're
so screwed. I'm really behind. So I got to get my ass in gear and do some boot scooting really quick.
Or you can just put Santa on speed dial and let him pick it up in St. Louis and then bring it to wherever you need it. That sounds like postage would be pretty cheap. Just saying. He's going all around the United States and America, the North America, South America, and all around the world. So as long as you can catch him, Cherry, you can save some postage.
Yeah, well, I'll do my best on that.
All right. Well, Paul, seeing that you chimed in, have you done any Christmas shopping yet? Like, how is your routine?
No.
Like, I feel like I don't know any of you guys anymore.
Hey, Sunshine, I have to cue you in on me as well. I am even worse than procrastination. I, a lot of times, am buying online. I mean, since the internet came into play, I send gift cards through the email on Christmas Eve. That's how bad I am.
Well, I guess you don't have my email address. I'll give it to you later. I'm just saying, it could have gone into spam, and we could have lost an important gift card. I don't want that to happen again this year, Paul.
I am taking my mom on Wednesday. I'm taking my mom to do a little shopping for her. So that will be, you know, I think that that's early.
Well, you know what it is for me? I'm a thinker, and I overthink things. So if I get something for you early, I'm going to triple, double, quadruple, 10 times, decade, think it over. And then you're going to end up either with a really bad gift because I exchanged it or multiple gifts because I said, oh, let's just add on to this extravaganza. So my bank account hurts at the end, but I'm like such a person that like I'm like, ooh, oh my God, this person has to have this. That's how I am. I'm like spontaneous, and I don't believe in people's like wish list, because when I get a wish list, they ask for like Lamborghinis and save some money, and I can't. The Portuguese princess can't do that.
Michelle?
Yeah.
We happen to have your guest on the switchboard.
Well, I'm excited. Like, I'm worried because we're going to have to figure out how we can filter our voices, but let's try it out. Let's bring them and pop there. Manic Monday Cherry. I'm excited. All right, let's do this. This has been long awaiting. Oh, I feel like we're having like butterflies and angels and there's like opera music going on, maybe in my head. But all right, let's bring them up.
Let's do this. Here we go. We have Liz and Julia. How are you?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
Hi, guys.
So much.
Hey, Liz and Julia. What's going on?
Hey. Thank you again for having us. We can't wait to be on Manic Monday.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. But first off, don't confuse everybody all at once because these people just started drinking, okay? So don't get them all screwed up. Let's try to see if we can first talk to – let's talk to Liz first. Can Liz say hi?
Hi, this is Liz.
Oh, God. Okay, everybody, that's Liz. Liz, how are you,
yeah,
baby girl?
There's a slight difference in our voices. I'm doing well. It's Monday night. How are you?
Well, fantastic hearing your voice, finally. And
I know. It's been much awaited.
It has been. And my voice is back. So I'm just glad because, like, you know, maybe I actually should have lost my voice because then we could have, like, figured us trio out because, you know, people have said that we talk alike. So
I know. And it's now I believe it. It's so true. We have deep voices, which I love.
We do. Hello, Stevie Nicks. We're giving you props. And Julia. Say hi, Julia.
Hi, Michelle. Hi. Yes, hi. My voice is a little deeper, if you guys couldn't tell.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Love it.
Our voices. Everyone.
She loses her voice all the time. So
yes,
we can identify with you.
Okay. It's so funny because we've been talking, actually, you guys have known us for like a few months now, behind the scenes, and I had been tweeting with Liz, and I was like, listen, I lost my voice, and she was like, did you have a good night? She was like, awesome. She assumed the worst, people, and she was right.
Yeah, that's what my mom always asked me. The next day when I have lost my voice, she's like, how was your night? I guess
it
was good.
Have a good night, right?
Exactly.
Oh, my God, I love that. Can I just say, first off, I'm not trying to brown nose, okay? But
okay.
I did have Liz, Julia, and Austin in my Big Brother pool, bitches. So just saying, I'm just throwing that out there. That's the truth. I had you, Liz, Julia, Austin, Jason, Davon. That was my Big Brother pool. So
Okay, I feel honored. I know.
Thank you. I'm just saying, Liz, what the hell? I lost money because of you, bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
So did I. Jeez, I would be a lot happier if I won the half a million, but I'm just making things work. So happy that I won something,
right,
some
you
change.
Got some change.
Yes, you won some schkadol, as we say up in New England. You won the schkadol. First off, for Julia and Liz, I want to first say that there's a live chat room going on, and they are typing away with their fingers, like, going crazy. Can you say hi to the chat room and maybe synchronize?
Of course. Hi, chat room.
Hey, chat room.
What's up? If you have any deep questions that you guys want to know, you can ask us. We answer anything.
And thank you for tuning in because the twins love you guys.
Oh, my God. You guys are so cute. So how is the weather in Florida? We were talking about the weather up here, and it's been so crazy warm. How is the weather down there? Are you guys ridiculously warm?
It is ridiculously warm. We're actually sitting outside right now, and I'm sweating, and my hair is getting puffy.
It's very humid, to say the least. It rains every day here. This past weekend, we were in California, but we heard there was torrential downpour every day this weekend. So it's been a very weird Christmas, December.
A wet Christmas.
Well, has it been like those downstorms where in the summertime when I go to Florida, it's always been like that 5-minute storm and it comes through, right? And then beautiful. Is it like that or is it different like in the wintertime?
We can't really complain because most of the showers are like that. They last about 20 minutes and go away. But still, it's like, what the heck? We want some cold weather.
It's not good for your hair.
Yeah.
Humidity.
Oh, my God, girls. You see my afro. Like, get out of here. Like,
I know.
I'm just like,
I'm dying. I know.
Oh, well, my God. It's
to LA in February.
Everything.
We're actually moving to LA in February, so we won't have to deal with this anymore.
Deal with the humidity, yeah.
I know. I mean, speaking of, like, you know, California and Big Brother, you guys were just so epic on Big Brother 17. First off,
yay,
the twin twist. The twin twist was so epic, and we all are sitting there shaking our heads like, what? Everybody knew about the twin thing, and then you guys made it through. Did you guys think that? I mean, I know people had your back and you had your alliances, but did you really think that these people would allow two of you to come in? Like, were you guys like, oh, my God, we could actually win this because these people are this dumb to let us both in?
Oh, absolutely. There was times where when they started figuring us out and we were back in sequester, I would be crying my eyes out because I'm like, they're on to us. Like, the minute that they find out it's 100% true, we're done. So I was just like, you know, I'm Liz talking. I was so sad because I wanted nothing more than to give Julia the chance to walk into the house as herself. And so I was taking it upon myself, like, wow, I, like, failed for her. And so I was really trying to, you know, I think we had a really strong social
base.
But
honestly, this is Julia, we never even expected people to be able to tell us apart.
So when Davon and Jason, you know, started sunglasses, that I was in the house when that happened, when they were discovering that we are twins. I knew exactly. I'm like, they can tell us apart. I could just feel it. So I had to, you know, during our switch, I'm like, Liz, they're starting to tell us apart. What do we do? We had to, like, think of, you know, within 20 minutes that we have time to switch, we had to think of, you know, kind of go back to the drawing board and plan what we're going to do. You know, are we going to tell a couple people that we're twins? Are we just going to, you know, play it off? So I think it was very pivotal in our game to have told Vanessa and Austin and get them on our side. I don't think we would have gone as far if we wouldn't have told Vanessa or Austin.
No, it was brilliant. I mean, being a watcher and being like, okay, how are they going to pull this off? Because, yes, Jason and Davon did. But you guys really thought, like, are you guys – I've seen you guys, and, yes, you are identical twins, but yet you guys have your own personality. You
right,
know,
yes.
Yeah, your voice is a little bit deeper. Did you guys really think you were able to pull it off with people who are paranoid? Because, first off, they're automatically paranoid because they're stuck in a house and they have nothing to do but stare at you. And then you have – some people thought it was a fake or whatever, but Johnny Mack is the dentist, and what were the chances of that, you know? And he was like, were you guys like, holy crap, it's destined for doom that we're going to get caught?
Right, well, the tooth thing definitely didn't help our game. But, yeah, like Julia said, we had no idea people were going to even find out, so we had to just completely – you know, redo our whole game when people started finding out. And that was probably the most difficult part because we wanted nothing more than to stay in the house and let, you know, her come in as her own. So it was really...
But I think definitely also, you know, I heard from Jason that, and Steve were saying that before, you know, Big Brother premieres, they have, you know, speculation. So supposedly there was a speculation before, you know, anyone went on the show that there was going to be a triplet twist. So I think Jason, you know, had that in his mind, and I think they were looking for it, kind of. Yeah, for sure.
A triplet twist? Jesus. That would have been crazy.
I know.
Like, can you even imagine a triplet?
Hell no.
It was hard enough as a twin.
Sure.
Oh, my God. I could only imagine now. Now, you talked a little bit about it, you know, going back into sequester. Actually, I don't know which one it was, Julia Liz, where you went back inside.
Liz.
And so I was just like, it must have been difficult because there probably must have been times where, I mean, you guys only had 20 minutes to discuss. You cannot talk about, you know, 3 days at every conversation in 20 minutes. So
how
the hell did you guys do that? I mean, did you guys kind of do like the side nod head, like, yes, I totally agree with you. Yes, we had that conversation. Did that happen a lot?
Oh, yeah. You know, the hardest part was that kind of tripped us up, and I think we should have, you know, gone over this more, was, like, just the little details. For example, you know, Liz was a character on the Jeff and Austin show, and, you know, she never told me that she was this Ellen character. So, you know, Davon and Jason were asking me, oh, what was the character name again? So if I would have known that, like, just the little details like that, you know, we wouldn't have gotten tripped up. But, you know, I knew all who won the competitions and who played, but then again, I didn't know who Liz was. On the Jeff and Austin show.
Right.
So it was the little things. I think it was way too much information, you know, for 20 minutes.
Right.
That's what made it so difficult.
Right, because you have to remember, not only are we, you know, downloading information on the HOH, who won the POV, what happened this week, but then we have to remember little details like that.
And so it definitely made the game a lot harder for us, and it's something that I actually wish I would have highlighted more in my final speech, because I think that I didn't get as much credit as I probably deserved. You know, going through the twin twist and all that kind of stuff, it was a lot harder than people might have thought.
Right. Well, yeah.
I mean, of course it was hard. Did you guys ever think, like, did you guys ever discuss maybe going to Jason and Davon and saying, yes, you're right, shut the F up and let's do some kind of silent shit and, you know, let's try to make it happen, because you guys knew that they knew. So did you guys think about doing that?
You know what's hilarious, though? It's like at that point, we were never close to Davon or Jason.
Good vibes from
we didn't. We never got good vibes from Davon. So we were just like, damn, I can't believe this girl found out because she's not the person that we want to know. And I think that was a critical mistake in her own game. Was she should have used it to her advantage, because look how far we gone. Instead, she just did all the wrong things. And, yeah, she didn't make it as far as we did. So we're happy we told Vanessa.
When Davon, she approached me, this is Julia, in the bathroom. And,
you know, she was confronting me, like, you know, I know you're a twin. Like, you have been saying this. But my gut instinct was not to tell her, you know. But then when we were in bed together, like, Vanessa was telling me, you know, people know you're a twin. I just had, you know, I just knew to tell Vanessa, and I just it was all about like our instinct and who we could trust. And we had never been working with Davon, so you know we could have you know added more people to our on our side and told them. But I think the best move was telling Vanessa and you know keeping it kind of close in our circle.
Julia, this is Paul from Minnesota. I have to.
Hey, Paul.
Hi. Hi, Liz. I got to squeeze in every once in a while because Michelle has such great questions. At any rate,
it's a jibba-jabba. That's my job.
As a feed watcher, we look for special moments, Julia. And anybody that was watching you and Vanessa in bed, it was riveting for me. I'll speak for myself. That was one of my favorite moments of the season when you sheepishly...
Julia was in bed with Vanessa or the discussion?
With Vanessa.
I just want to clarify.
Yes.
I mean, what type of show is this? Come on. I'm just kidding.
PG. Yeah, we were trying to be incognito and just laying next to each other, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm
but
also
they had
curious
some of the best discussions
here.
During that time.
Say again, Cherry?
They had some of the best discussions when they were just laying next to each other, you know, trying to talk while laying in bed to each other, you know, with each other. That's when they could kind of whisper and chat and talk.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. Here's something I want to get out of the way real quick. I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
Go ahead.
I did hear on the feeds that you guys had been approached to do a TV show about twins. That's not really my question. I guess my main question is, which of you were the bigger fans of Big Brother? If you were to compare the two of you, who would you say was the bigger fan?
Good question. Honestly, I think it's pretty mutual. We both watched entire season 2 when we were, you know, little kids. That's when it premiered. Our aunt is a fan, has always watched every season, watches the live feeds religiously. So, you know, after season 2, we didn't really watch as much. So I would say it was pretty mutual. When they approached us to do Big Brother, we knew of the show. We had watched it. But, you know, we both didn't really start watching recent episodes until we were in Sequester. So it's hard to say. I would say we were both, you know, it's pretty mutual. But, I mean, one of us wasn't a huge fan and the other wasn't. We were both, you know, once we started watching it, in Sequester, we were hooked. Like, I am literally obsessed with the show. It's such an amazing show. But, yeah, so I'd say the same amount.
Good question,
I
want to
ask you a question that, if you don't mind, Michelle.
No, go ahead, Cherry.
My question that I ask a lot of our guests, what has been the most touching moment that you've experienced from a fan since you've been out of the house? Like, what experience from a fan has touched you the most since you've come out of Big Brother?
Oh my gosh, that answer is endless. There's been so many awesome fans.
Liz.
This is Liz. I'd have to say one time at a Panthers, Florida Panthers hockey game, we had a little meetup and fans were like coming up to us, and then there's this little girl that was just the look on her face was priceless. She was about 2 or 3 years old, and she was like, "Mommy, mommy, they're real life princesses!" And oh my gosh, it just made
my
heart
melt.
But she actually thought we were princesses, and it was so cute. We took a picture with her and everything, and just like the fan mail, people write like 3-page-long essays, and they don't think we read it, but we read everything. We write a handwritten note back, and it's just everyone has been so adorable. I'm obsessed. And this is Julia. For me, I never really talked about this on the show that much, but I had leukemia when I was 5 years old. So for me, it's been being a figure for, you know, surviving cancer. And a lot of people have reached out to me that, you know, are sick right now with cancer. And I've just, you know, I've told them I love being an advocate and, you know, just telling people, you know, you can do it, just survive. And you can, it's an amazing feeling to just, you know, be, what's the word I'm looking for?
An advocate for
the Leukemia Foundation. So that's
wow, you know, Julie, that's awesome. Huge to be able
now
to.
Now you have a great big platform to give back to that society and,
yeah.
and to those.
Exactly.
And really, you know, be somebody who can
inspire
get
people,
attention
yeah.
to that. Yes, inspire and
exactly.
get attention to that organization and really get them a lot of attention and support and money. And you've got a
exactly.
wonderful platform now to bring so much attention to that. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, especially I've worked with Make-A-Wish sent me and my family on a vacation. So, like, I love that charity because I've, you know, they've sent me, they've done very good things for me. So I would love to just give back to them now. So,
well,
and what charity
right
was
now,
that?
The platform that you have now, I mean, is amazing that you can actually
yes.
bring so much awareness to it. Have you planned on doing anything for the association, like, or, you know, some type of fundraiser
oh, yes.
or anything?
Actually, Rachel and Brendan were telling us about this amazing, it's called Give Kids the World in,
yes.
I believe it's in one, April.
Mm-hmm.
And it
mm-hmm.
supports the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So that's something that we are definitely going to be a part of. And also this foundation, you already have seen it a lot on Instagram. It's called Love Your Melon. And they've been giving out hats. They give hats to cancer patients. So that's another one that we're going to be active with. So
that's so awesome. I mean,
that.
And it's crazy, like, you know, you're being a twin, you would think that Liz would have had leukemia because of the
I know.
Way you guys were. So do they know, like, how that happened? I mean, I don't really know how it works with twins. Maybe
mm-hmm.
you have, like, a little bit more to talk about with that. Like, how does that work? How did you
I know
get leukemia and not?
It's yeah. so weird, and it's honestly, it's a question that hasn't even been answered yet. The doctors, they never knew why. She got cancer and I didn't, so yeah.
It'd be a good, like, you know,
a good research question.
Right.
Cause,
no, a science, like,
yeah, I've been that. Tested and nothing has ever come up, and she's
they don't know why I got it, honestly. I don't even know. But, you know, we are identical twins. We have the same DNA, so that is, I would
crazy.
Love to know that one day.
Well, that's good. If one day we can get answers for that, that would be great.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want to move on from that, I mean, because obviously it's an important topic, but, you know, we talk a lot about Liz's love life. We'll talk about that in a minute, but we
mm-hmm.
want to talk about Julia's love life first, because you know what, Liz,
yay.
We'll talk about that, girl. Hold it. Put a weight on it. Nobody asked Julia about her love life. Girl, who you loving?
Yeah, girl.
I know you loving somebody. Somebody got to be loving you, girl.
Oh, my God. No, actually, I've really been focused on our new company, and I'm actually not dating anyone at the moment. So I am single, and I'm on the market. But we're moving to L.A. in February, so I've kind of been, you know, trying to focus on our business. I don't want to, you know, have a guy here and then be moving shortly. So I don't know. We'll see. Maybe, you know, in L.A. I'll meet a guy.
Well, then Julia is single, ready to mingle. Papa Pringle, make you tingle, bitches.
Yeah.
So line up. Line
boys
up for that.
Take note.
So Liz, so the big
Liz.
Old move to L.A., obviously people are saying probably, oh, it's got to be because of Austin. I mean, I'm sure you guys
yeah.
have a lot more going on than that. But how are you in Austin doing? Because
I know.
You guys are cute as buttons.
That's hilarious because it's always when I meet people, you know, out in the real world, that's the first question they always ask me. Are you still with Austin? So the answer to that question is yes, I am still with Austin.
Wow.
He was just in Miami for Thanksgiving. Yeah. And then we went to L.A. last week. To look at apartments.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Liz, but you've got to stop right there because there was always discussion about him meeting your family. How did that
He met the
family. Oh, my God, I laugh at the synchronism. You guys are like, yes.
Yeah,
I was
the
meeting with the family.
It went very well.
That's it? Nothing happened? I mean...
No, nothing, no drama. We had a lovely Thanksgiving, and, yeah, it was a nice evening. And then I've met his family, too, so we go back and forth. The tattoos were a little much to take in, but, you know, eventually they warmed up to death.
as long as I don't get tattoos
like that.
It's funny because, like, you know, I've been following you guys, and you guys have been back and forth all over the place. So, you know, it's hard to keep a secret if you guys have been trying, but it hasn't worked. But, you know, I was there at the finale party, and I watched you, Liz, cut off the infamous beard. How was that? And is the beard back? Does the beard smell? I mean, people want to know this crap. I mean, I don't want to know what it smells like, but, I mean, can you give us some kind of...
No, it was epic. It definitely did not smell.
He looked so much better, my
dad. Yes, he definitely needed it. And everyone tells me, like, when we're out, they're like, oh, my God, you look so much better without the ponytail beard. So
really
no more
does.
Ponytail beard.
You did.
And...
Listen, Liz, you did not want to do it. It took 5 minutes. You guys, I was there. And Liz was like.
I know. I felt bad.
She kept pushing the mic away and going, do you really want to do this? And I was very far. I was all the way in the back, and it was a packed house, you guys. I mean,
yes.
I got to talk to Liz and Julia.
Phones ready to Snapchat.
But you really, it took you a while to cut it off, Liz. Why?
Well, first of all, for dramatic effect, because, you know.
Oh, God.
And, no, I mean, he was super attached to it. That's why I was, like, in the house, I didn't get it. And if you watch the live feed, there was a whole night where we were going back and forth because he was so adamant about that ponytail beard. So I just felt bad because he was like, I don't want to cut it off under peer pressure. I want to do it because I want to do it. And I'm like, well, I want you to do it, so you need to cut it off. But everything worked out. He looked a lot better, and I think he thinks it looks better too, so I won.
So he does not have a long beard anymore.
No, it is completely, you know, cleaned up. It's he's all the beard. No more pony.
Woman power. I love
yes.
it.
Yes.
I'd like to always
better,
ask
though.
House guests when they get out. We already talked about Thanksgiving and families. I'm always curious. You know, you talked about your sister, Angela, and, of course, your parents. How were they able to handle you being in the house? How did they work it all out?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it was nuts because, you know, we were not the Big Brother super fans, so they didn't know what they were getting themselves into. My sister ran a Twitter page for us. And, you know, we're from Miami. We have definitely a big opinion, so it was hard for her because – obviously, there's a lot of haters that come with, you know, the Big Brother fame, and it was hard for her because she was always defending us. So then my aunt helped make us a Facebook fan page, so they were helping run our accounts and sending out shirts, but it was really difficult for them because they didn't know that it was going, they missed us, and they didn't know it was going to be such a big deal. No, but the funniest thing is that my mom, you know, she had never really watched the show, but she literally, my dad told us, she's like, you guys don't understand. She was on the news, like, the live feeds, like, 24/7. Like, she didn't have a life. And, like, when we got back from Big Brother, she was like, oh, my God, I'm so bored. I can't watch you guys from the live feed. So, like, she was even, like, missing us being there, believe it or not.
And she gets you guys in person. I mean, what's better than that?
I know, exactly. But it's entertaining to watch people on the live feeds every day. Like, I love it. Mm-hmm. It's so nuts, crazy.
Now, have you guys gone back and watched any, like, of the show or any certain clips?
Yeah.
Because I know it took me 4 years to watch my season.
Wow. No,
I
are
watched,
you serious?
Yeah, I watched clips every day because not that I wanted to. People sent me the clips. I was like, okay, mm-hmm. thank you. But to
Damn.
Watch my full episode, it took me 4 years. Have you guys watched
your
season
yet?
You know
what? I agree. Same thing. My mom thinks that we're crazy for not wanting to watch it yet, but we lived it, so we're like, oh, we want to, like, take a little, like, a while off before we watch it. So,
but, no,
we've watched two or three episodes, and all the clips, yeah, but we're definitely going to start watching it soon, because Liz, since she got
you know, second place, they gave her a book, all the DVDs to watch. So we have no excuse anymore. We got to watch it. But I can't believe it took you 4 years. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you guys are on the verge of doing the 4 years yourself, because isn't it weird, like, somebody telling you to watch something that you lived? It's like, I lived it, and then you have to watch it and see really what happened and see what these people that you thought were your friends and you thought
and
were your alliances. Is there anything that shocked you guys? Liz or Julia, who I want to go first, something that shocked you guys, like, when you came out?
Well, Vanessa definitely shocked me. I had no idea the extent of her, you know, playing all sides of the house. I really thought, you know, she was more on our side, but that was definitely for me the most shocking, to see that, you know, when we were final six, she was, you know, maybe closer with Johnny Mac and Steve, and, you know, it was really Austin and Liz and myself. So, I mean, for me, that was really shocking. But what else, Liz? What shocked you?
I think for me, the most shocking was Johnny Mac. I mean, he was very quiet, and he kept to himself in the house, and then to find out that he was this big personality in the diary rooms was crazy.
Yeah, we wish he would have shown that more to the house guest, because we did not see that side of him that America loves.
Yeah.
Were you shocked to find out that Johnny Mac was an Uber fan?
I was so shocked. He completely
that very well.
Out of school.
Yeah.
He completely played that very well. I was shocked.
And did you guys believe that he was a dentist? Did you? I mean, I'm sure you guys probably did, because he had an impact on your kind of twinness in the house. But did you say, okay, he can't be a dentist? Because even my mom said last week when she met him, which she loves him, she's like, Michelle, I would never think he was a dentist.
I know.
Well,
I was saying in the house, we're like, I can't believe he's a dentist. Like, he was very goofy.
Very goofy. But, no, I knew he was a dentist because we would have talked about, you know, dentistry. I used to be a dental assistant. So I knew the correct terminology, and, you know, he did too. So I'm like, all right, he's for sure a dentist. But we thought he was a twist because, you know, he was so quiet in the house, the diary room, like,
10 times a day.
So we would, like, laugh at, like, Johnny Mac. Like, we thought he really was a rock star from, like, Europe. Like, seriously. Because he would get called to the diary room, but we're like, what does he have to say? Like, you know, he barely even, you know, speaks, you know? So that was crazy that he was such a super fan and was loud.
I'm sure. Like, so you guys have, I've seen you guys go to Vanessa's house for Halloween. And how has it been? I'll be honest with you, I haven't really seen a Big Brother crew as much as you guys have been united, like, as much as this season has.
I know.
It's great to see that. You guys are so awesome, and then to see you guys still awesome after the fact, how has that been, being able to just, like, communicate with your season without really thinking about
it?
I mean, you guys have been so family-like.
No. Yeah, it's been awesome. I did not think that we would actually be as close as we are, but we love Vanessa. Vanessa has a nice house in Vegas. We've been there a couple times, and it's just great to, you know, have someone that wants to host people. I think the next reunion should be in Miami, because we love hosting people. So yeah, I think it's been great seeing everyone.
Okay. We're
very close with everyone. So
I'm sorry. We're big dog people, and I'm curious how Vanessa's dogs are in person, those big, huge.
Oh,
God.
We are
talking
obsessed.
About dog lovers, okay? We are so
love
obsessed
it.
With them. They're big and cute.
Their dogs are so cute. They have a lab who's a little bit older, but, you know, Vanessa trained her dogs so well. They are the most intelligent dogs I've ever met. Like, they will do any tricks. So she really, you know, she trained them very well, and it's kind of a reflection of the owner, so of how well they're trained. So, yeah, they're really good dogs.
I love it. Now, what do you guys think about Vanessa being a poker champion and being wealthy and all that stuff? Did she tell you guys?
Honestly, you know what? It was crazy finding out, but as
we
expected. I mean, she's such a genius. I was just like, when I found out, I'm like, oh, now it makes sense. But we've actually seen her because of poker. She stayed in the Hollywood Hard Rock Hotel, and we went and visited her. She was doing really good. And you know what's so funny? We visited her at a poker tournament, and it was a room full of guys, and there was probably two girls. And to see Vanessa, like, holding her own and being one of the only females was really empowering and really cool.
You know what the craziest thing, though, is? I remember on finale night, she told us, like, I have a huge surprise to tell you guys. I have something to say. And when she said that she was, you know, a professional poker player, it wasn't a surprise to me because she had already mentioned, like, oh, that she had played poker and she did that before she was a DJ. So I knew that she played poker, but I definitely didn't know the extent that she was, you know, like the number four woman poker player in the world. So that was really cool to
I really
learn that about her.
Listen, I'm not a big poker fan, but there, you know, I watch TV and I'm up real late at night, and it seemed like every night there was, you know, they'd switch to this, you know, poker coverage, and I recognized her immediately because, you know, she was on a lot of those shows late at night on
right.
poker.
Right.
I know, I cannot believe that not even Dave Vaughn.
I can't believe Dave Vaughn didn't recognize her. Dave Vaughn is like a poker dealer, right?
Yeah,
right.
I have a question for you.
I mean, kind of like Frankie Grande last year. No one recognized him, and I would have recognized him.
Right.
So I got three.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Nick, you talking about you girls hosting, which one of you are the best cook? You guys cooked a lot in the house.
That would be me. I cooked all summer because
yes.
the house is so boring, and I found, I guess, serenity in cooking. But, yeah, I am the little foodie out of both of us.
Yeah, well, look, who has to feed 6'5" Austin? So you better be a good cook, honey.
You better feed him.
No doubt.
Jesus.
He eats a lot,
He's
too.
He's simple. All he eats is eggs. And chicken.
I know,
and
because Jesse was on my season, and I know how these wrestlers eat. They eat everything protein in the house, and protein in the house is hard to come by.
He's eating them all.
Yeah,
like,
he eats like four times a day. It's ridiculous.
He ate all the damn eggs.
That wouldn't work in my house because I love me some egg sandwiches, and I made the best.
Girl,
me too.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely had a lot more eggs now that he's gone.
We're talking about differences. Explain to me why the two of you, being twins and so similar, were so different when it came to comps. Sorry, Julia.
Hey.
Well, so different in our men choice, is that what you mean?
Oh, no. In competitions, in the Big Brother competitions.
Oh, in the comps. Oh, my God, I thought you said another. Okay.
No.
Love it.
I honestly, it was so weird because I thought Julia, first of all, she's, like everyone called out, I'm thick-um. She's a lot skinnier and more athletic build than me. So I thought she was going to kick my ass in the competitions. And then when I was doing a lot better than her, I was like, Julia, what the hell's up? So, I mean, I don't know why I performed better than her. But I never let her forget it.
Well, the thing with me was I knew when I came into the house as my own person, I said to myself, I'm like, I'm not going to win a competition. I'm not going to win a competition for a while because if I win, I'm going to look like a threat to these people, you know? So
good
we got to have at least one good twin, like, you know, one twin that wins. She had already won a competition before we came into the house, but my strategy was, okay, you know, the first HOH that I came into was on the edge, and I knew I did not want to win that one or, you know, remotely come close because I didn't want to be a threat. I didn't want to be the first one eliminated, you know, after I come in. So that was kind of a strategy, too, was to not do as well because I didn't want it to look like these two, you know, really good athletic twins, you know, are such a threat. I didn't want to be eliminated. So that was kind of my strategy. I wasn't going to, you know, do as well. So
okay.
I guess it worked, right?
I want to talk about some of the fun times, and I said it was a really special moment on the feed seeing you and Vanessa, Julia, but how much fun was it with James?
Oh, my God. I literally love James so much. He's such a funny, fun guy to be around. He genuinely scared the crap out of me almost every night. He would get, you know, pure entertainment and joy out of scaring me. And you know what? I made an easy target for myself. I get scared easily, but it definitely made it much more of a fun experience, you know, constantly on your feet, like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to get scared or not. But I just loved how, even with James and Meg, like, after, you know, their alliance was gone, it was James and Meg with all of us, and we really got to know them, and they were so much fun. We did, like, chocolate wars one night.
That candy fight was the best.
Yeah,
the candy fight was so much fun.
I know. And it's like, when else are you ever going to get to do that? Be in a house and throw chocolate at each other and act like complete juveniles. But that was just like, I'll never forget those memories. It was like the best, the funnest memories of my life, seriously.
Oh, and you
know
what?
You guys get to be 4 years old again.
They're recorded.
I know.
So you guys can see these memories.
I know. We have to start watching it, Liz. Well, yeah, and the live feeds. I hear that they're up for a year. So over the holidays, we're going to watch more for sure.
Now, how has your family been? Like, you know, like you said, like you had an aunt that was a big fan, and then you had your family who wasn't used to it and stuff. Like, how has it been coming back home and then, you know, having these, like, super fans? I mean, because Big Brother, there's no lightness about them. They're up front. They're coming up to you. Has it been kind of crazy?
Yeah, it's been so crazy. And my parents are, you know, they're adjusting. They love it, though. My mom is always the first one to be like, do you want me to take a picture of you with them? So she loves it. They've been so supportive. And last night we've been working. My mom owns a catering company, so we work parties for our mom as waitresses. And it's so funny when people recognize us and we're, you know, waitressing. They want to take pictures with us and talk to us for 20 minutes about the show, but it's like, okay, we got to get back to work. But I mean, everywhere we go, we've pretty much been recognized. So it's really cool to, stick out, right?
Hey, real quick from the chat room, somebody said your oldest fan said to say hi.
Oh, Dave McGraw, yeah.
Dave
McGraw is
in the chat room.
Yes, of course. We have fans of all ages.
Oh, my God, I love it. Love it. I mean, Julie and Liz, you guys were so just great to watch and to see how you guys played everybody by getting yourselves into Big Brother house.
Yeah.
And
thank
what
you.
Do you guys have? You guys say you're moving to L.A. You're talking about business. Can you guys maybe talk a little bit more about what this business is or just maybe talk about what your future holds for the Nolan sisters?
Yeah, of course. We're moving to L.A. in February. We have signed with a couple acting agencies out there. Well, not really acting, more for commercials, so commercial work. And then in Miami, we're also signed with a modeling agency, so we're getting back into modeling. We're, just trying to make the most of it as everyone at Post Big Brother does. But we wore bandanas a lot on the show, and I've always been into fashion, so I wanted to – we started a bandana line, and it's been very successful. And
who is speaking now?
How can people buy these bandanas?
On NolanTwins.com/shop, you can buy them. The bandanas, they range from $8 to $10, and we go downtown Miami and pick out the fabric. We're sold out, though. We have a new shipment coming in later this week, so that's where you can find them. Bandana Gang.
Sold out is better than being not sold out.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
girl,
exactly.
You already know.
They're just counting the money all the way to the bank, bitches. Bling, bling,
yes,
bling, bling.
Yes, exactly. 10,
20, 30, 40, 50, 100,000.
Because it ain't cheap to live in L.A., if you know what I mean.
Yeah, they need to build up. Now, you guys have a lot. Liz, are you moving in with Austin? I mean, I know. I hate talking about shit like this, but these are what these people want to know. It's sick. These people want to know this.
I know.
Like, are you guys moving in
with
like
Austin? Gossip. No, actually, so I'm not moving in with him. I'm moving in with my...
We're getting an apartment.
My new boyfriend, Julia. No, it's just going to be her and I living in the apartment, and then Austin can come over, you know, on the weeknights, and yeah.
You're not allowed over on the weekdays, Austin.
Yeah, only the weekdays, yes. I will enforce that rule.
Okay. Does anybody want to address the robot controversy? Seems like there's some talk in the chat about that.
Who's Zingbot? Oh, God.
Okay. Did Zingbot zing you guys pretty good? I mean, Zingbot zings everybody.
Yeah, Zingbot gave us
Zingbot
a really bad
both good, I know.
He compared me to Liz. He said I was, like, the less interesting one. And just to let you know, Zingbot, we got the same SAT score, all right? So we are both the same intelligence-wise. Gotta clear that up.
If you said Zingbot in front of you, would you punch him in the face? That's the question people want to know.
No.
Would you hurt Zingbot
so
if you met him?
No, I have no hostility. I think it was hilarious. And I took it pretty okay. I mean, obviously now the girlfriend in the house, the girlfriend thing wasn't squashed yet, so it, I took it a little bit harder. But now it's not even an issue, so we're all good. Love you, Zingbot.
Well, I mean, you can only love Zingbot. I mean, it's like one of those things, like, if you don't love it, then there's a controversy. If you just go with it, you're like, okay, it's like, you know, wind passing, whatever. It is what it is.
Right.
So you guys have your headbands. I loved, by the way.
Thank you.
It kind of reminds me a little bit of Tupac Shakur, Nolan Twins.
Right? Jeez. You know what they're perfect for? They're perfect for if you have bad roots, you just cover it up with a bandana. Because that's what we had in the house. We couldn't get our hair dyed, so.
Didn't even think about that, but that's good.
Right? Bad roots, or if you
have
like oily
that.
Hair, you haven't washed it, bandana. So we got
you. So were you guys able to dye, like, did you guys dye your hair? Like, were you able to dye it? Did they give you dye or... Makeup-wise, did you run out or anything?
Yeah, we got screwed. We were only able to dye our hair when we won HOH. So they definitely took that privilege from us. And as blondes, we really need the hair dye. So.
All right. So if you guys are wondering what to send Julie and Liz for Christmas, it's hair dye.
Hair dye, yes. And actually, Michelle, we want to send you a bit.
Wait, we don't want them sending you, like, you know, John Frieda. If you're not using it. So what is the hair dye you guys use so these people know what to send you? Well, I'm just saying, if they're
sure.
going to send it, go send some bullshit. Send what they need.
We use, like, L'Oreal. We're not fancy.
All right, L'Oreal, you guys.
L'Oreal.
Blonde.
Okay.
Blonde.
And I
we'll
have
take whatever we can get.
As a fan, we talked about this as fans early in the season. We thought, wow, this is going to be a really interesting twist with this takeover thing. And it died about as quick as it was at start. And I'm wondering how you guys felt about that. And which one of you was in the house when Kathy Griffin was there?
Well, the takeover thing was a fail. I mean, I thought it was going to be a lot more involved and more fun. But
I was there for Kathy Griffin, even though she was, like, it was a video. But,
yeah, that was the, it was the second one.
It was the second week.
It was, Ginger Fever, yeah. So I was there, yeah. But, yeah, we never even got the full story as to why they ended the twist. But that was, yeah, I don't know. That's a big mystery to me.
I was pissed off because as a Big Brother person, I was like, okay, I'm either in it all or don't give me any of these twists. Just play the game.
Right.
So then
right,
they were like, oh,
like,
we're going to give you some twists, but then we're going to take it away. And I'm like, I don't like Indian givers.
I know. I,
were
that
you
was
guys
very
expecting
half-ass.
That? Did you guys figure it out after a while?
No,
that
I mean, and you know, what's weird is that when we were on the show, they didn't even tell us. You know, we just were like, oh, I wonder what this twist is going to be this week. And then they wouldn't have a twist. So that was really weird to us. So rest in peace.
Well, they didn't tell us either, girl. We're pissed off they didn't tell us either.
Yeah, it was so
weird to everybody.
You know what I heard? I heard later down the line that the show, you know, they used a twist to accelerate the, you know, boringness in the beginning, but we just went out with our arms swinging, all of us, and there was drama, you know, from the very beginning, so I think that's why they dropped the twist thing.
Well, maybe your twist, they probably didn't think it was going to last long, so maybe it was like your twist outlasted what they thought, so maybe it moved some of the twists out of the picture.
Right, who knows?
You just never know. I think it's a Big Brother house. You play it day by day, don't you, girls?
Yep.
Yes. Now, if anybody were to approach you and say, would you guys play Big Brother All-Stars as individuals, what would you do? Would you do it?
Yes, absolutely. I think we had the best time ever, and it was a life-changing experience. And, you know, we're still young, and we would absolutely do it again in a heartbeat. So,
is this Liz talking?
BB18, yes. Yeah, we actually heard that next season.
Julia, what about you?
So, if we got asked to go back, we would absolutely do it. And even The Amazing Race, we'd love to. So, holla.
Okay. So, I don't do this with anybody, but you guys are on my show and nobody's listening, right? So, let's do an alliance between us three. Yes! Julia, Liz, and Michelle with the same type of voice. We can call ourselves the Stevie Nicks.
What are we going to call it? Oh, my God, the Stevie Nicks.
The Stevie
Nicks. That's perfection.
But don't tell anybody. Liz, are you going to tell fucking goddamn Austin?
Your secret is safe with me.
Okay. So, you guys, final three, Stevie Nicks.
Final three, baby.
On one, two, three.
Let's do this.
All right. I've never done this with anybody else, so.
Oh, that's
listen, I don't do it. But Liz, I'll call you later. We'll make a final two. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just kidding. No, I would never do that. I mean, do not talk about production.
I know. Okay. Do not talk about production.
Okay. Shit just got real.
I need
what
to
do
ask.
You guys have planned for the future? I know there's, like, a lot of different types of charities, and there's the Reality Rally, and there's a little tons of different stuff coming up. Do you guys want to really talk quick about different things that maybe people can meet you at, people can see you at,
absolutely.
Take pictures, whatever?
Well, we're not sure if we're doing Reality Rally.
What?
I don't know. I haven't heard the best thing about it.
I've been there for 6 years. You have to go.
Okay. So, there's been mixed reviews about it. But
no,
we're definitely
not
doing Give Kids the World, and you can see us there.
And where did you go? Michelle's phone disconnected. Sherry, take this opportunity that while she's gone.
She just came back. Michelle.
I hung up on myself. I was so excited.
No,
I didn't know what happened.
We can't lose Michelle.
No, we can't. I mean,
Michelle,
last week
we
I didn't
have
a
caller
voice
as well.
Oh, Julia, Liz, you guys mind bringing up a caller because people have been patiently waiting by the phone and they want to ask you girls some questions.
Absolutely.
Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right, Sherry, let's bring up a caller. Let's bring them up. They can say their name and a question for the fabulous Julia and Liz.
Yes.
We have Jason from JTV. Jason, thanks so much for calling in. What's your question?
I still want to know what a robot is. They kept saying, "Where's my robot?" Someone kept talking.
Oh, the robot.
What's the robot about, you guys? It's a little weird.
The robot was from when Zingbot entered the house, we had a veto competition.
Julie Zingo ready to mingle.
Yes, and after the competition, the people that weren't competing were able to watch it in the HOH room, and so they decorated the HOH room with candy and little fake robots of Zingbot, and so I took a couple because we were allowed to take things from the room. And then a couple of days later, when Meg was evicted from the house, one of my robots was missing. So Austin told me
your favorite one,
and it was my favorite one. And Austin later told me that Meg took the robot. So that's the whole robot drama.
So did she take the robot? Is that confirmed?
Yes, it was confirmed. I'm like, why would you do that? You were on camera. Like, hello. So, yeah,
well,
that's
do you blame her?
Mystery.
I mean,
I still
did
haven't
she
got my
sell it for profit?
Yeah, well, I guess maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I still haven't gotten it back yet. Rest in peace, robot. Yeah, well, she just saw it. She decided to swoop with it.
Jason, great question. Do you have any other questions for the beautiful Julie and Liz? Double the trouble, double the fun. Which one? We don't know.
No, not right now.
Well, thank you so much, Jason.
Well, thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, y'all. Take care.
Thanks, Jason.
Bye.
Actually, Jason is one of our members of Manic Monday, and he put up a tweet earlier about you guys coming on. And Liz, you retweeted it. So Jason had a moment in his pants.
I don't know this. I'm just
putting that out on Front Street. Merry Christmas.
He does all of our wonderful posters.
Merry Christmas, Jason.
Speaking of Merry Christmas, did you guys buy all your Christmas gifts yet?
Not yet.
Oh, we're like so last minute.
Oh, my God.
I still have to buy Austin's Christmas
gifts.
Oh, my God. What are you going to buy him?
Okay.
I don't know.
What are you thinking of buying? Like, what do you buy Austin? Do you buy him an extension beard braid? I mean, what do you buy him?
He's
maybe
involved.
Tickets to the Clippers game. Yeah, maybe it's like a fun activity. I don't think I want to get him something material.
Well, he's taking you to the Heat's game. So are you guys sports nuts? Like besides basketball, because Liz, I know you had tickets to the Miami Heat game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys watch football or anything else?
Hockey.
I work
hockey.
At Gillette Stadium, so I'm a big Cavs fan.
Jerry,
so you better come correct.
We watch basketball and a little bit of football. But some guy that does poker tournaments here got us into hockey, and we love going to the Panthers game. It's so entertaining. Like, we can't believe people fight on the ice and they don't, you know, get penalized. I love that sport. I think it's my new favorite sport.
I loved watching you guys taking pictures with all the fans that were there. That didn't
know.
Even know that you guys were there and you guys were tweeting. Like, we'll take pictures during halftime, and everybody and their mother came down and took pictures.
I thought that was great.
How cool is that? Like, what does it feel like? I mean, I know now I'm, like, still 8 years out, and having people want to take pictures with me is still, like, cool and weird because I'm, like, I'm vintage. Like, they have to knock the dust off me. How is it, like, taking pictures with random people that know you?
It's awesome.
And they'll tell you how they know you.
I know. Some people come up to us, like, shaking, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm a normal person. It's so weird to have people so nervous.
They always say, they're like, I feel like we know you, and, you know, we don't know who they are, but, you know, since they watched us all summer, they, you know, they genuinely, like, pretty much do know us because, you know, they saw us live, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So,
yeah, it's been really cool. We hope that they don't go away.
They will never go away.
Is at the gym when we have no makeup on.
They will never go away.
I'm curious. Yeah. Obviously, you already told us the story of your Big Brother fandom, and I think you said you watched season two as girls, but then really got into it with the DVDs in Sequester. Who did you get to meet other than Michelle?
Because obviously I'm number one.
There you go.
Hello, I talk like that. Are you kidding me? Besides Luan. Forget about it. Luan is there.
Oh, I love Luan.
Danielle, we loved her.
No, but that's not the question. The question was, who did you meet that you, what was the question? I don't think you finished
okay,
the
from seasons past, you've gotten to meet some a Big Brother alumni, and I'm just curious, you know, you said the fans came up to you shaking. Did you meet any of the past Big Brother house guests that you were kind of in awe of?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. First off, Rachel and Brendan, I was so nervous to meet them. And
Jeff,
I was dying. Jeff and Jordan, but they were so sweet. They gave up, well, Rachel, we went out to dinner with her and Brendan, and they gave us the best advice moving forward and moving out to L.A., so I was definitely fangirling meeting her, but she was just like an average normal person, just like me and you, so it was really cool to see that.
Well, Cherry got the privilege of meeting both Rachel and Brendan in a very intimate setting after their first season, and for us fans that were watching and had our opinions of them, Cherry came back and just said how down-to-earth they were. So I don't know if you want to speak to that, Cherry, but I will always remember you saying that.
Yeah, they came up to a suite after they came out of the first Big Brother they were on and sat down and told stories about being in the house. And Rachel speaks with her hands, you know. And we were sitting in a chair, my husband and I was kind of sitting in front of him, and I had a cranberry and vodka. And as Rachel was telling a story, she was talking with her hands, and she hit my drink and knocked my drink over. And
she dropped
the
cranberry and vodka. How dare she? No,
oh, my God. That's a big no-no.
My husband's pants were like an off-white color. And so she was like, somebody give me a marker. Somebody give me a black magic marker. And I didn't know what she was talking about at first. You know, we had already kind of wiped it up with paper towels. Mm. She got down on her hands and knees, and she autographed my husband's pant leg and said, another wild night in Vegas, Rachel Riley, you know, and put
signed
your husband, the date,
underpants.
And No,
oh, my God, that is so funny.
And she goes, keep these. And she goes, maybe if you put them on eBay, you'll get some money someday. And I saved those pants in a bag, plastic bag, for so long. And then my house burned down, and I lost them.
Oh,
and
no.
I was,
well, at least it made
yes.
for a good story.
Oh, my God.
We actually have to go. We are in the middle of work right now, and, we've been taking a lot of time. But it was such a pleasure to talk to you guys. Thank you so much for having us on.
Well,
Amanda
I just
want to
say,
and...
first off, that before you guys go, right,
okay.
Adam Pock from Big Brother,
mm-hmm.
before the season even started, he said that we sound alike, and I don't even know what he's talking about. Like,
mm-hmm.
we
mm-hmm.
do not sound alike, but we do sound alike. It's so creepy.
We do. So we found
oh
our
God.
Voice twin sister.
You guys, I'm a triplet.
Even the way you say, oh, my God.
Seriously, like, really? Oh, my God, it's so crazy. We are triplets mm-hmm. that we've been... like rehashed through birth, and you guys remained there, and I was taken from you guys.
I know. Oh gosh, we need to be all stars again.
Kept you much longer than we originally told you. I hope that's okay.
Oh my God, no way. Of course, no worries.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on Manic Monday. We have been anticipating this moment, and it has come, and we loved every minute of it. Thank you so much, Julia and Liz. For taking
thank
the time
you.
Out to come on Manic Monday.
Thanks, guys.
You guys can
thank
come on
thank you, guys.
On
have
anytime.
A Merry Christmas and a very Happy New
yeah.
Year.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Happy New
thank
Year.
You.
And if you all guys right. ever want to come back on Manic Monday and talk about any of your future endeavors, just like your business, going on any type of charity or whatever you guys are doing, you are welcome back. And
absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Okay,
but final
bye,
three, for
Monday.
Real. Liz and Julia, you guys better figure out who's going to go out because I'm staying final two, so figure
okay,
it out between
I know.
The two of you.
So we'll make
Julia go. I love you guys, and thank
okay,
you so
bye.
Much for coming
thank
on.
You.
So just say bye to everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we got...
goodbye.
I know. We've
I don't
got
like
another call
goodbye.
For you, Michelle.
Okay.
We have Mr. Chi-Town Joe who wants to
ooh,
talk to
I'm
you about
excited
tomorrow.
Because, yes, he has his Christmas party annual coming up, and let's bring up Joe. And if anybody doesn't know Joe, you better get yourself corrected. So let's bring up Joe.
Hello.
Hi,
hello, Joe.
Chi-Town Joe.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Cherry.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
I'm calling on Skype tonight.
Mm.
So
are you naked? Sound wonderful.
Are you naked?
No, I'm not.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Skype, you could be pantsless, whatever. I mean, we don't know.
No, I'm not. We won't
well,
talk about New Hampshire, so...
We're not going to go there, Joe. Let's go right and see what you want to talk about.
Well, I just want to remind everybody, tomorrow night is the Republican debates, which we don't want to watch. And Wednesday is the finale of Survivor. So what do you do tomorrow night? You tune into this station. It's our annual holiday music show, and we've been doing it so long now. And
well, what time are you starting, Joe? Everybody knows to tune
your
in.
Your time would be 7, of course.
So 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And how long is it going to go for, Joe? 3 hours?
Yeah, we'll go 3 hours into a podcast. The last
yeah.
hour is always...
I'm
going
to quickly explain this. The first 2 hours, people will be able to listen to the show live. The crucial part is that third hour. The third
mm-hmm.
hour, people will only be able to listen if you call in and are on our switchboard before we end the second hour. Then you'll be able to listen to the third hour from your phones via our switchboard. If you aren't on our switchboard before the second hour ends, then you'll have to wait until the show is completely over and listen to it once it's gone into podcast.
Well, who's
once
in
the show
third
is totally
hour
over.
Fan, Cherry?
Pardon me?
Who will be on this last hour span that these people want to call in and make sure they listen to it? Could it be past Big Brother, past Survivor, past Maiden Race, past whatever reality stars? Is that what's happening?
No.
It's the way Blog Talk is set up. We can only do 2 hours of live airtime, and then the last hour has to go into podcast. So it's not who's on, it's how Blog Talk has our show set up.
This is going to be beautiful Christmas music that Joe has collected, and he's never failed us yet. They're always just wonderful Christmas songs, and he finds some of these done by new artists, and I always think, well, I like the old one, and he comes up with these, and I go, now I like this one. So it's a lot of Christmas music, and if you call in, 10 seconds after the two-hour period ends, Blog Talk will answer it, and they'll say, there is no scheduled show at this time. So like Cherry said, you better call in beforehand if you want to listen to the third hour. And
all right.
It's just,
Paul's right. Paul's right. Then you have to wait until it uploads into
the podcast.
Yeah. But Paul's
right. Stay tuned.
But you're on the show tomorrow.
I know this.
Yes.
I'm going to pretend like I'm on it tomorrow.
We have a lot of Big Brother celebrities.
We do. It's going to be a great show, Joe. I'm excited for you. And once again, it's at 7 p.m., same time as it was today, same place, same channel. Just make sure you have an extra long, extra large, whatever you want to do, drink, because it's going to be 3 hours of your favorite Christmas music, your favorite reality stars, and listen to different genres, as Paul said, of songs that you really didn't think you liked, and then maybe Jill mixed it up a little bit or presented it in a different way. Joe, is there anything else you want to say about your Christmas show tomorrow before we end the show?
Well, I wanted to say one thing, that it's been a fun year, and I love giving back, as you know, and we've been working on this a long time with Cherry and with Paul, without talking to other people about it, and changing music up until yesterday, you know, to make it even better, you know.
I'm sure you're going to be changing music till tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon.
Better not.
But that's how you roll. You're a perfectionist. You know it.
No, we're not changing any more music. We've got
to do any more changing. Stop.
No, I think we got a minute left before podcast cuts off. So we were very careful about picking the most time and the most music and the most of everyone. And and please come into the chat room. I will not be writing to people in the chat room. I'll see everybody, and I'm sure that you can call in and talk to Paul Gary. But I'll be on motor music, and it's rough. You know, it's just rough. And, you know, there are a lot of sentimental songs that we play every year that mean a lot, that meant a lot to Ron. And we don't change that kind of stuff, you know. So I just hope everybody shows up and has a good time. And that'll be it for the 15, 2015.
And then it's going to be us, 2016.
Your party's coming up. And I would love to tell the story how you stuck up for me at New Hampshire.
Well, I would love for that to happen, and that's probably going to happen not next week, but the week after, which will be the 28th. I don't know if you guys have a little bit of taste for some reality TV, but like myself, I'm a freaking slut of anything reality TV. And yes, I've been watching MTV Bloodlines. I've been watching The Housewives. So the reason why I wanted to point out the MTV Bloodlines is that the possibility that we will be having somebody on next week from the MTV Bloodlines. Has anybody watched
first
two episodes yet?
Did you hear what happened?
Oh, my God.
Hell, yeah.
Did you hear what happened?
Oh, my God.
They were filming. MTV was filming The Challenge. And they're filming it in Brazil. And they had a helicopter crew filming. And their helicopter went into the ocean. And the two people died.
No.
Yeah, they weren't cast.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So they're
That's horrible.
Down. Yeah, that happened yesterday. What a shame.
Well, it's a very shame, and I'm not trying to overlook that, but I have somebody, a possibility next week, of calling in if they're able to make it off their plane in time. That's on the MTV Bloodlines, and if you don't know who it is yet, guess. And if you do know who it is because of my affiliation with some of the Big Brother, from some of the MTV past guests of the different MTV shows, there's a possibility it could be a few people, but maybe Boston-based, maybe red hair. I can't say much, but we're working that out for next week. And then the following week, it could be somebody's birthday celebration pre-Eve, or however you want to say it. It would be the Portuguese Prince.
Gina, whose birthday might it be, Michelle?
I have no idea, girl. All I know is it must be a great birthday. So stay tuned for that. I hope you guys a fabulous... But I don't want to talk more about my birthday and me getting old, Cherry.
You go from your East Coast,
but she's
your
so
East
gorgeous
Coast
draw for
to
being
a Southern
great.
Draw.
I'm excited to spend it with you guys. I hope that you guys had fun with Liz and Julie tonight. Oh, my God. They were so awesome, right, you guys?
Yes.
So,
I'm so
glad
they
finally
made it.
Yeah, and they were so epic. And one thing I will be honest with it that I thought was so cute is that they actually told us who it was when they were talking. And I was like, thank God. They were like, hi, this is Julia, blah, 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 blah. Hi, this is Liz. And I'm like, thank God, because I think I figured out Liz has a deeper voice, but then, hello, speaking from a deep voice individual, I can differentiate from deep voices. Maybe it takes a little bit more longer than myself for you guys. So thank you, Julia and Liz Nolan, for calling in tonight to Manic Monday. We popped their cherry and splattered it all over your face. Ding.
Now,
and there's complete silence as people are wiping their face of the cherry popping. Miss Cherry Pie, do you have anything you'd like to say before we go?
Well, to make an announcement, and I'm a little bit hesitant as to whether I should or not, there is another event tomorrow at the same time as our show. And
ooh.
I know.
Well, we are a podcast, and people can't take offense to what we're supposed to do. We have sponsors. We have things that we must do. So
I do think that
ahead,
people
sorry.
Can switch back and forth and possibly hit both of these events at some point, because ours is 3 hours and theirs is going to be a long event as well. So for that reason, I am going to make mention of it. It's Mark Highfield at the Amazing Race Fans, I think is what his website is, or not website, but group is called. He's having a chat with many of the new Amazing Race people who just came off of the Amazing Race, and they're all going to be there. There's 11 of them who are confirmed. The winner and Justin and Diana and a number of them are all confirmed to be there.
Wait a minute. Are they trying to show off our 13 people show last week that we had?
No, this is just going to be a typing kind of thing where they're going to type in, they're actually going to be live on air or anything like that.
All right. I was a little worried that you were mentioning this, but now that you said that, people can have that text or Facebook open, but listen to our audio, correct?
Correct. That's why I said they can do both, and they can switch back and forth. That's why I said it would be very easy to sort of switch back and forth and do both, listen to our show, and jump over and say hi to somebody in there and come back to us if they wanted to say hi to a special Amazing Race reality star that they wanted to say hi to. So that's why I wanted to go ahead and mention it. The one thing that you will have to do is be a member of the group, and I'm going to go up here and it is the Amazing Race Fans Group. So you have to be a member of the Amazing Race Fans Group to join in on this, and that will be where the chat is, and it will be in that group chat is. So I don't think there's any time limit on his chat, so it could go very long. So I thought I'd mention it, and people can have both pages open and be listening to us and chat with us for a while, jump over and chat with them for a while, and have a fun day.
We're going to provide the background music, Christmas music. We're going to provide the background music to those that are going to be at that Facebook page.
There you go.
Right now,
everybody has to make sure they come to our Christmas show, because Joe puts so much heart into each and every song that he does on this show. And like I said in the promo, there is a reason every song is in this show. It's connected to a person. It's connected to the season. He, all season long, buys music and is thoughtful of what songs he's going to put into this show. He thinks about it all season, all year long. And he's so good at it. And he puts the show together all year long in his head. And it comes down to a beautiful show. And so I hope that you'll be there tomorrow and listen, and you'll understand what I'm saying when you listen to the show.
Yep, I agree. Are you still there, Cherry?
Yep.
Oh.
So,
are you still there, Sure.
I thought you were getting ready to say something, Paul.
About Joe's Christmas show that is scheduled for tomorrow. Can you guys hear me?
Hello? Sounds like we're having some audio difficulty.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, now I can.
All right, excellent. I was just saying thank you so much. Make sure you guys listen to Joe's show tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It's that time of year to hear Christmas music, to hear from your favorite Big Brother, Amazing Race, Survivor, whatever Joe has up his sleeve, because we know his sleeve is big, and he's hiding bitches up in it, and I'm still hiding in it. And I'm just trying to get a feeding tube. Feed me, Joe. Feed me, Joe. I am just ecstatic about tonight's show. Thank you, Jerry and Paul, for everything you do. I'm glad that we finally had my triplet, Liz and Julia, on. I couldn't tell the difference. I was glad that they told us the difference. Jesus, God, Joseph, bless the Lord Jesus, because we couldn't have known that shit. Like I said, next week we will hopefully have somebody from the MTV Bloodlines. And then the following week will be the princess's birthday party extravaganza. So be ready for that. I also want you guys to please go onto my Reality Rally Michelle Acosta page and please donate in lieu of cards, flowers, presents. Please donate $1, $2, $5, $10, $15, or $1 million to my page for Reality Rally. I also want to say that it's coming up for Christmas and New Year's, which I hope you guys have your New Year's resolutions upon you, or you have already decided to go through your resolutions. Screw waiting for the goddamn New Year. Why do you have to wait? Do it now. Because I'm waiting till the last second. I love you guys. Hope you guys really enjoyed tonight's show. I know you guys have been waiting a long night for Julia and Liz to show up. Paul, thank you for everything. And Sherry, thank you, girl, for everything you do, girly. Mm-hmm. You know I'm giving you the whole
thank you, Michelle.
Sprinkle. Love you.
Thank you for your tenacity and for all that you do. Thank you for never giving up. Because you don't, you never give up, and you're always on top of things, and you always keep this show epic.
Well, that's what I try to do, and I couldn't have done it without all of you guys. I know you guys have been patiently waiting for a guest, and as I do bring every week, it's going to be always kind of the same thing. I bring guests on that I want, and I'm excited, and I'm like a kid in a candy store. I can't even believe they're on Manic Monday. I can't even believe I'm talking to them. Hello.
Yeah, after last week, I can't believe you're talking either.
Yeah, Paul, good point. I mean, hello, last week. We had 13 people on. Thank you for everybody who I lost my voice and who brought it. I just didn't realize how much we brought it.
It was
the best shit show I've ever experienced. And when I say shit show, I'm talking about booyah. I mean, you couldn't get any better than that. So.
It was awesome, yep.
It was pretty awesome.
It was.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Cherry and Paul. Next week will be the 21st. And then Christmas. Ah, Santa is making a complete pit stop. He can have his rest area in my house. For sure. I think. I hope.
I'm he can rest here.
Jesus, fix it. So
all right, Michelle.
Tonight with a goodbye from everybody. Like I said, thank you all again. And Cherry and Paul, take it away.
I just want to remind everybody to join us on Thursday for our Mike and the Mike finale show. Survivor is ending on Wednesday, and we'll be having our finale show for Mike and the Mike on Thursday. Finally finding out who wins Survivor, Second Chance, and it's going to be a great show. Can't wait for this one. It's been such an epic season of Survivor, and we're all on the edge of our seats to find out what this big tribal council thing is going to be. Probst has been talking about it, and no one knows exactly what's going to happen, but we'll find out Wednesday, and I'm so looking forward to it. So join us on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, with Mike Albright. He's going to have a number of guests joining us that night. So be here for that, and we'll have a great time for our finale party on Thursday night. Then back here again on Monday. We're no longer having Sunday shows. The Amazing Race is over, so we're back to two shows a week. Back here again on Monday for the Monday show with Michelle at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and we'll find out who that guest is from MTV. So keep your eyes peeled on Twitter and Facebook posting to let you know. Ron's going to take us out for the evening. Everybody have a great week. Take care. God bless. Here's Ron.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. Everybody remember, be back here tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, for our Christmas show with Chi-Town Joe. We'll see you tomorrow. Yes. Everybody say good night.
Everybody.
Paul?
Good night.
There you go. Good night, everybody. Be kind to each other.